Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Tuesday, July 14th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong. And in the studio with me, my guests this morning are Larissa Manawal and her father, Ernest Manawal. How are you both doing this morning?
Great.
Good, thanks. So, Ernest, you're both Sitkins, but
yes. Larissa was born here, though.
But Larissa is, you're the real Sitkin.
Yes.
So, Ernest, you have lived in Southeast for 38 years, and your photographs have graced the covers of such magazines as Alaska, Ocean Realm, Paraplo, and Frisk Sporter. You have an earlier collection of photographs called Sitka by the Sea, and a second edition that is called Sitka...
No, it's the same book.
Sitka by the Sea.
Sitka Between the Mountains and the Sea. And I did a first original printing of 3,000, which sold out. And then I used to buy all of these plant books, flower books, and I noticed I was buying the same book over and over again because they changed the cover.
Oh.
And so I changed the cover on mine for a more attractive cover, I thought. So now I'm in the second printing, and I did a printing of 3,000, and I'm down to 280 copies now.
So some are still available. You listening might remember and recognize this book. And Ernest's daughter is a really phenomenal photographer in her own right. Larissa Manawal holds a BFA in photography. Larissa Manawal holds a BFA in photography and has a real passion for the art. So you have both combined your formidable forces to create this beautiful book. I'm holding it in my hands. Southeast Alaska, A Photographic Passage. It's a 10x10 square book, 144 pages, and it is out and available for anyone who wants to take a look at it. So you're having an event tonight at Old Harbor Books, 6 to 8 o'clock. It's free, and you'll be giving people a glimpse inside the book. What are its contents? What are the five different sections of this volume?
Well, it starts with founding cultures. So, of course, the Tlingits, and then going into Haida, Tsimshian, and then later influences the Russian and the Norwegians. And then we have a section on the Tongass, the sea and the sky, so as it sounds, all things related to that. Let's see, glacial geology, and then relics, so little bits of past history, found objects.
And what were some of the places that you both shot for this book?
Well, Larissa has worked for the last 4 years for Allen Marine Tours as an expedition leader, so she has been going back to very beautiful places time after time after time after time. And originally, before she started working for Allen Marine, she and I did a road trip, went down to Prince of Wales Island and visited a lot of the sites down there. We're both interested in totem poles and native art. But as a result of these trips, and I've done 4 trips with Allen Marine on their pocket cruise ships, you go to really, really beautiful places, and each time you go there, you see something new and something different.
Let's talk about some of the pictures. So what are some of the ones that really are burned in your brain as moments that you remember?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly every picture has a story, but some of those stories are a little bit longer or more elaborate. So for me, some of the fishing shots, like trolling, I probably made $4 an hour that year. And my captain was quite the curmudgeon, but we're still in contact. So the one of the troll, of the cohos bleeding on the deck, I remember thinking, oh, I've got to go in and get my camera. This is quite beautiful in its own way. Or my friend Matt Laurie brought me back on his shrimping boat for Hoonah Sound 1 year. Ones like that, or one time we had to take a day boat from Juneau to Sitka with Allen Marine. And we just had a phenomenal orca show that time where if you didn't get a good picture, you weren't trying.
And as we said before, we don't go out together taking pictures because we see things through different eyes.
That's very interesting. So this book is a father-daughter collaboration.
It is, but...
How does that work in the field?
Well, we each do our own thing, and seldom do we overlap. We see different things. So I was asking Larissa this morning which were her favorite pictures. She said, well, I can't really say that because each one has a story embedded in it, and I see something and it elicits the story, and I'm not looking at the picture. So It's really hard to say. There's the one she just mentioned with the coho bleeding out. She showed me that, and I suggested she not include it in the book. So, I mean,
and
we have...
How did it make it in then?
Well, I think, you know, with this book, I really wanted it to appeal to the local market as much as tourists. And so it was really important to me to have Southeast Alaska in all four seasons and to have the more unusual shots. So it wasn't just rainbows and sunsets, which we only have one rainbow and one sunset.
Yeah, the book is more of an art piece, like an art photography book of Thank Southeast. You. And what I really find especially interesting, so many shots I've never seen in Sitka. Mm-hmm. The casual Sitkin is not going to recognize some of it. They'll recognize themes, but not certain colors or seasons or palettes that are placed around. And you really got to some interesting nooks and crannies of Southeast in creating this book. And I'm wondering also how it all came to be. When did you realize you had a book in your hands or that you should collaborate to make one?
Well, I called my dad up at the end of last season.
Last fishing season.
No, sorry. I've been on the Allen Marine Live Aboard boats.
And so last summer.
Yeah. I said, Dad, you're almost 80. He's 78 right now. And we should do this. He'd always wanted to do a book on all of Southeast. But ultimately, I ended up going to more places like Metlakatla that are a little further out of reach, I suppose, for most people. And he said, yeah, let's do it. And then it was my winter project. So it took about 4 months full time to put it all together.
And what did you think, Ernest, when she placed this call to you? And,
well, I thought
and
it was a terrific idea. I've always thought of doing a book of Baranoff Island, but I just have not been to enough places on Baranoff Island to put a book together. And some of the projects I had in mind fell through. So I thought it was wonderful, especially since she had the opportunity of going these places. I went on 4 of the Alaska Dream Cruises and went to Misty Fjords for the first time in my life. So every year I try to do an Alaskan trip somewhere, either repeating something I've done before or going to a new area. And each time there's something different.
What is an area that you discovered in making this book that you think our listeners should know about because it's really unknown or extraordinary?
Yeah, well, my father and I went together in 2004 to Kasan on Prince of Wales Island. And so most of our shots are digital and more recent, but that is probably the oldest shot in the book. I took it with a 4x5 camera, but the clan house is being renovated right now, so I couldn't have a more recent shot, and that's how it'll be again. But Kasan is a real gem. There's only 49 people. They're very quirky there. They're kind of like family now. I've been going there so many times. There's Stormy and Fred and Harley, and they're just interesting characters. I feel like I could spend a winter out there. So I would recommend that. So Prince of Wales Island, it's a dirt road. You can drive out to Kasan, and then a beautiful forest about 3/4 of a mile, and you end up at the clan house.
Okay. There's wildlife there, too. We saw beaver on that trip, and...
lots of black-tailed deer everywhere.
And people, I took a picture of a little deer fawn that was thinking it was hidden, but it wasn't. And it had a flat tire on that dirt road. But other than that, it was a wonderful trip.
Ernest, you've been photographing Alaska for so many years. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering what you're interested in lately, that now that you've looked at it time and time and time again. But well, what inspires you now?
Well, I asked Larissa yesterday what her idea of a bucket list trip was, and I don't know, do you have an idea of a bucket list trip? They're something different for everyone, but she thought, well, they're remote, what do you say, they're expensive, something
once in a lifetime, essentially, you know, that you might have saved up a long time to go, or is just a big deal to get there transportation wise
yeah,
a place you don't expect to get back to.
And there are a lot of bucket list trips in Alaska, there really are. And I've thought, well, for me, I like glaciers, I like mountains, I like the ocean. And there are 4 places in the world where you can find really beautiful glaciers, mountains, ocean. You can go to, and I've been to all 4 of them, northern Norway, southern Chile. South Island, New Zealand, and Southeast Alaska. And Southeast Alaska has much more than any of those places combined. So you can go time and time again to different places in Southeast Alaska, and it'll really be a bucket list trip. So this year I went back to Glacier Bay for about the fourth time. And every time you go there, there's wildlife, there's beautiful scenery, the calving glaciers. You just can't do better than that, except if you go to Tracy Fjord.
Tracy Arm.
Tracy Arm of the Tracy Arm Fjords Wilderness Area.
One other thing that I thought was really interesting is you raised the money for the project through Kickstarter?
Partially. I was kind of treating it like pre-sales in a way, and just to get a little support, because it was a larger investment. So yeah, it was a partial. It was a great start. Yeah.
Yeah. So 35 people backed you in this project and allowed for, because printing books is very expensive and shipping them.
Yes,
for sure. And you too listening can get a copy of this book tonight at Old Harbor Books from 6 to 8. Both Larissa and Ernest will be there sharing stories and signing the books if you so desire. And the last thing I want to ask you is what each of you brings to the book. Like, what are each of your strengths that when you look at the other as a photographer and as a partner in crime brings to this particular?
Okay, I think it'll be more fun if I say yours and you say mine.
Yes.
So okay. I would say for my dad, he has patience on his side, which I don't. So he gets those birds. You can just sit there for hours and have the mosquitoes bite you and just wait for it. Patience, birds.
Birds. Like that beautiful close-up owl shot.
Yeah.
I gasped when I saw that beautiful owl. And what about you?
Larissa's more artsy, I think. She sees patterns and stories in things that I overlook. So, or things that I wouldn't photograph, such as that coho that was bleeding out on the deck. Things like that, which I overlook.
It's quite an accomplishment, this project you've brought into being. Thank you so much for coming on the air and talking with me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.